Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy over your life, say.
I'm getting ready.
Oh, oh, something I've never seen.
Yes, come on and put your hands together for Jesus. Come on wherever you are today, just begin to magnify the Lord. Get ready for overflow. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, empowering you in your everyday life through the word of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I have a great word for you as we go through our new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then end with our task for today. Today we're going to be in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Again, that's Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And while you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me. On Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Blog Talk Radio with Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. Or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, you can tune in by calling that same number, 323-870-4180, or from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S-I. .org. And I thank everyone who tuned in with me for last night's Bible study. Now, if you cannot tune in live, make sure that you don't miss any of this fresh word by following the podcast. That way you will receive the recording via text. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also contact me there, see my upcoming itinerary, as well as make a donation to support saving souls and spreading the gospel on rossi.org. or via Cash App, $RossiWilliams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. And I appreciate all who are already sowing into the ministry to help save souls. Now, I have a lot of things coming up, and I'll try to put the announcements out there as we go along, but I will tell you that on February 8th, I will be speaking for the PASPO NAACP in Clearwater, Florida. For those of you who are listening who are in that area, Hillsborough County, Pinellas, Pasco, you can actually purchase the tickets through the Pasco NAACP on my ministry website, rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I.org, or on my law office website, callrossiwilliams.com. go to the 2020 vision page on my law office website, or on the ministry website, go to the itinerary. I will also be speaking in April for the Florida Primitive Baptist Convention's annual convention in Jacksonville. I'll be speaking on criminal law and how churches can get involved in public advocacy and social justice. So all of that information is on the law office website, as well as the ministry website. All right, let's get into this word. Isn't God blessing? I'm in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Ecclesiastes, as some say, Ecclesiastes as others. Chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, reading from the KJV. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love, last verse, and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Praise God for His word. Our topic for today is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence. Some people refer to it as interpersonal skills. Others refer to it as wisdom. Still others call it discernment. But it is important that we learn to have emotional intelligence and learn how to apply emotional intelligence throughout our lives, not just as Christians, but in every aspect of our lives, because interpersonal skills, communication skills, wisdom, discernment, and emotional intelligence are key to grooming productive, successful relationships. Praise the Lord. Is not this good teaching already? In Psychology Today, emotional intelligence is defined as referring to the ability to identify and manage one's own emotions as well as the emotions of others. Emotional intelligence is generally said to include at least three skills: emotional awareness, or the ability to identify and name one's own emotion, the ability to harness those emotions and apply them to tasks like thinking and problem solving, and the ability to manage emotions, which includes both regulating one's own emotions when necessary and helping others to do the same. Emotional intelligence is important, you see, because even if you are witnessing to someone as a Christian, or even if you are speaking to your spouse, to your boyfriend or girlfriend, even if you are trying to groom the relationship regarding your children, you must have the ability to be self-aware of your own emotions, the own way that you communicate with others. It is very important to be able to be aware of who you are and what's going on in your life and in your surroundings, so that as you are witnessing to others, as you're talking, then you can discern what we just read in Ecclesiastes. In other words, that there is a time for everything. See, timing is important. You know how people say location is everything? So is timing. And if you are unable to discern the timing of things, that there is a time for you to speak, but there's also a time for you to keep quiet. There is a time for war, but there is a time for you to pursue peace. There is a time to be angry, you see. There is a time that you're going to lose things in life. You're going to lose people. You're going to lose relationships. You're going to lose jobs. If you are unable to have the emotional intelligence to be self-aware about what you're feeling in the moment, you may say some words that you can never take back. You may do some things that you will ultimately and always regret and that are irredeemable within the context of the relationship of what you've lost. Emotional intelligence is key. You see, so many times as Christians, we feel like that we can just say anything we want to anyone in any way that we want to say it, and that they have to receive it. And that if they don't receive it, the error or the fault of that is somehow on them. Well, I told them, and they just wouldn't receive it. So the word said, just wipe the dust from my feet and go on. No. The word also tells us to have wisdom, right? And how we approach people, to have the same compassion and remember how God approached us, to be humble in approaching people. Now, in the book of Jude, it does tell us that there are times that you have to snatch a person from the very gates of hell, hating even the garment stained by the fire and the taint. So there are times that you will have to be forceful. You will have to be aggressive. You will have to be passionate because the risk of the person, glory, going to hell, or the risk of the person being endangered through their own actions is so grave and so imminent, so immediate, that at that time you cannot be worried about their feelings because you're trying to save their very lives. You know, such as when you do an intervention to save someone from drugs or wherever they're going. But outside of that, you have to go to people in a spirit of meekness, considering yourself that you once used to be there, and but for the grace of God, there go I. Maybe your sin was not the same as their sin, but it was sin. So you have to go to people speaking to them the same way that you want them to speak to you. Glory. Emotional intelligence. You walking in, and just because you're the pastor, you're going to talk to everybody any kind of way, try to guilt people into doing things. That's why your church has no growth. Or that's why you have growth in numbers, but you don't have growth in finances. You're always still in debt and begging for things because you lack the wisdom or the communication or interpersonal skills to understand that people are grown. And you standing there telling them, well, you go get your hair done, you get your nails done, you get this done. It isn't going to produce any tangible results because people work for their money. They can do whatever they want with it. As long as they're tithing, giving the mandatory 10%, and as long as they're giving offering, which is free will, they're not required to go in and pay for you another car because that's what you want, or some new clothes because that's what you want. No, you have to learn how to be a good steward of your income just like everyone else. So emotional intelligence requires you to learn, glory, as the Bible just taught us, and as I just helped to clarify with you in Psychology Today, how to be self-aware of your own emotions, how to identify the emotions of the person that you're speaking with, and how to apply the right method to bring about the desired result. Isn't this good teaching? Yes, it is, because on Daily Fire, this is how we take the word of God to help you be successful in your everyday life, because everything that concerns you concerns God, so much so that even the very hairs of our heads are numbered. God wants you to be successful. Let's get ready to go into prayer, and then we're going to do the altar call and end with your task for today as we teach you how to have better communication skills to bring about the desired result, whether it's salvation, deliverance, reconciliation in the home, whether it's desired results, improvement on your job, motivating your subordinates, your peers, whether it's gaining new clients in your business, emotional intelligence, the ability to regulate yourself and to discern the mood or the pulse of the situation to bring about the desired productiveness is critical. Come on, let's go into prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you the praise and all the glory. We give you the thanks, and Lord, we magnify you today for this powerful word on helping us to understand that communication skills, interpersonal skills, wisdom and discernment, they are key, Lord. We just praise you. We magnify you. We thank you today. Hallelujah, because he who wins souls is wise. The person who has the ability, glory, to motivate others, to empower others is wise. The person who has the ability to understand that there is a time and a place for everything is wise. The person, glory, who has the ability to bring into physical manifestation those things which are desired mentally is wise, because he or she sees that timing is crucial. Timing is everything. Glory. It is not enough to have the understanding if we don't have the wisdom on the how, when, what, who, why, when. Timing is critical. Emotional intelligence. Help us, Father, glory, to become improved in our communication skills. So that we understand that saying I'm just real when you're really just rude is not effective. That saying that our titles give us the authority to just speak to anyone any way we want, it's not productive. It will not bring about a desired end. Help us, Lord, to be sensitive to the spirit, sensitive to the situation, sensitive to what others are saying, sensitive to the pulse of the situation, God. Glory. So that we exist and live in the right timing, and so that we bring about the right timing. And that we discern the right timing so that we can be high expanders of the kingdom of God, so that we can be motivators in the lives of others. Now, Father, bless everyone listening. Bless them going in. Bless them coming out. Bless them in all things that they do for the glory of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah. Come on and say hallelujah. We say hallelujah, and we say amen. Come on and give God praise as I give the altar call, and we will end with your tithe. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will pay attention to timing, that I will improve my interpersonal skills by understanding that timing is crucial. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and just give God praise. Come on and praise him. Before I give our task, remember to tune in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern for Daily Fire, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Follow both podcasts to receive the recording if you cannot tune in live by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. All right, our topic for today is emotional intelligence. Your task for today are to pay attention to the mood, to the timing of things around you, so that when you speak, it positively and productively changes the life and atmosphere as opposed to destroys it. And then support this gospel and saving souls by sharing this word with someone else and donating to Rossi Williams Ministry. You can do all by just going to rossi.org and sending someone else there as well. rawsi.org. Timing is everything. Pay attention to it.